What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. All right, you guys, we are back for episode number 7. And today we're going to dig into a few things that I wish I would have known when I was starting just a new chapter in my life. So thinking back 7 years, when I was really starting to shift my habits with my health and when I was starting a new business, there's certain roadblocks and there's certain things that no matter what, we're going to come face to face.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Up against. And even with working with my own clients and my coaches, it's like these things come up over and over and over again. So I'm going to talk about a few of the things in case you're at a place in your life where maybe you're in the trenches and you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm going through right now. Or maybe you work with other people that are going to be going through something new and you can help them and pay this forward. But a couple of things that I wish I knew. Number one, you need to embrace the suck. Darren Hardy had a video, and I don't even know if it's still on YouTube, but he had a video that I watched years into my business, and it was called Embrace the Suck. And you can go look it up and see if it's on there. But that was so eye-opening to me, because what happens if we expect it to be sunshine and roses and we expect it to be smooth sailing and we expect easy success and we're just going to lose weight, the weight we want to lose is just going to come right off and we're not going to have any roadblocks or things that get in our way, and all the people that we invite to our business are going to say yes, and they're going to be so excited to get going, and it's just going to flow and be seamless and smooth. If we expect that, then how do you think we're going to feel when we come up against the reality of the situation where it's going to be hard? Every single day, you're going to be up against obstacles. Every single day, you're going to be up against choices and things that are going to derail you, and people who are going to be doubting your ability and doubting why you're doing what you're doing. And maybe you even have some naysayers that are kind of talking some trash and making you question why you're even doing what you're doing. If we expect that stuff to happen, when it comes to light and when it comes right directly in front of you and you're face to face with the situation, you're going to be like, oh, okay, this is what she was talking about. This is what they all said was going to happen. And you're going to be able to handle it. You're going to be able to deal with it. You're going to be able to Olivia Pope the situation and handle it, right? So when I was a new coach, I had zero expectations. I didn't know what to expect building a new business from scratch, online, on social media, putting myself out there. I didn't understand what that looked like. And so I remember very distinctly having some moments where I was faced with either a hater, like someone who said something bad about me or sent me a rude message or just questioned my integrity or like what I was like, my heart. That's what really hurt me. And that's what really like made me kind of take a step back and go, wow, like this is hard. Am I really like cut out for this? Am I really tough enough to put myself out there on the internet and deal with what people actually think about me? Am I really like able to deal with people rejecting something that I believe in wholeheartedly? Am I really able? And it really made me kind of self-reflect. And had I expected for those things to happen, I think I would have been ready for it, right? It's like you would have been armed a little bit. And so as someone new, starting a health journey, starting a new career, starting a business, starting, maybe it's even a new relationship, embrace the suck and expect it to come because it will come. And as you get through those hard moments, those are the moments that define you. And those are the moments that refine you and allow you to grow and allow you to learn and allow you to just shape who you are. And those are how you're going to push to the next level of your life, of your business, of your health journey, of whatever. When you're able to push through those hard moments, that's what's going to keep you growing. So oftentimes you're starting something new and then all of a sudden something gets hard and you retreat, right? You retreat, you run away. You're like, oh, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen. I knew I wasn't cut out for this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm just going to quit before it gets, you know, before it gets any worse, whatever. And that's when you hit, and they call it a terror barrier. That's when you hit a terror barrier and that is where you can either push through it and grow and develop and continue to evolve, or you can retreat and go back to your comfort zone, back to who you were, back to complacency, back to the version of yourself that you said yes to something for a reason. And it is the hard moments that will help us level up. So I want you guys to embrace the hard, embrace the suck, because they will come and you will be ready for it and you are strong enough to get through it. Second thing, I want you guys to tie your sense of worth, your sense of fulfillment, your sense of joy, all of the things, whatever you're doing, I want you guys to tie your sense of your feeling of success to the process, to the actions, to the behaviors, instead of tying your sense of worth and fulfillment and joy to the outcome. So what does this look like on your health journey? How many of you guys have set out to make some changes in your health? You start a new workout program, you start running, you go to CrossFit, you start to change your nutrition, you start to shift, and then you do it for a week, you do it for 2 weeks, and you go and you step on the scale and the scale doesn't change. In that moment, you see the same number on the scale, or maybe you even see the scale go up, because oftentimes that happens when you're starting something new. Maybe the scale goes up. In that moment, if you tie your sense of joy, fulfillment, success, worth to the outcome, to the results, you will throw your hands up, quit on yourself again, be super frustrated with the situation, and give up again. Versus if you tie your sense of joy, fulfillment, success, worth, all the things, to the process and to the actual actions and behaviors, you're going to focus on how you're feeling in the process instead of just worrying about the results. You're going to focus on the fact that you have more energy. You feel way less anxious, way less stress. You're sleeping better. You're just all of the positive outcomes that on a daily basis you should be feeling as you start to shift to healthier habits. You're going to focus on those things. You're going to focus on how you feel after you finish that workout, how empowered you feel, how excited you are to continue showing up for yourself, how confident it makes you feel when you're taking that time for yourself every single day and you're showing up for yourself. You're going to feel so much more joy and fulfillment in the process if you're focusing on that and you're tying your success to the actions versus tying success to the outcome. So if I stepped on the scale in 2 weeks and the scale hasn't changed and I look at that number and I'm like, what the heck? The scale hasn't changed. But over the past 2 weeks, I've shown up for myself. I felt so good when I did those workouts. My energy levels are up. My face is clear. My gut isn't hurting anymore after I eat certain foods. Like, you start to see things differently. Same within your business. If you tie your success to just making a sale or just doing whatever you're doing in your business, the actual outcome result, that of course we want those things. We want to help people. We want to get solutions in their hands. We want to obviously make income. But if you're only worried about the outcome, then on the days that you don't get someone that signs up, that pays money, you're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel like, oh, well, that wasn't even worth it. I didn't even make any money today. I didn't even make a sale today. I didn't even sign a coach today. I didn't even whatever you do in your business today. But all of the good that you did, hopefully, if you showed up and you did the work, maybe you made a positive difference with your post that day. Maybe you were able to connect with someone and uplift them and inspire them and encourage them in a trial that they were having. Maybe you were, whatever, you were able to do good in the actions and in the behaviors that it takes to ultimately at some point yield the results you want. If you tie your success to the commitment to the process instead of only the commitment to the results, you will find yourself having far more success long term because you'll find joy in the journey. You'll find joy in the process. You'll find joy in the mundane things that most people give up on when the results aren't happening. Whereas if you commit to the process and you can find joy and worth and success in the actual behaviors, that is what will yield the long-term results. So switch that mindset early on and you will just feel so much better showing up every single day. The third thing, I want you guys to expect and be ready for the ebbs and flows, right? So on your health journey, you can eat the same-ish way and you can do the same type of workouts 1 week and not lose any weight. But then the next week, you can eat the same way and do the same workouts and lose 3 pounds. And then the next week, you can maybe lose 1 pound. And then the next week, and it's going to go up and down, and even on a daily basis, you guys, on a daily basis, our weight fluctuates so much. Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/ transform your life. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you. And I am a huge advocate. Before I started learning about just how to use the scale in a positive way, I never weighed myself because I'm like, I don't even care. I'm way more than a number. I don't care what the scale says. I know how I feel and I'm going to go off of that. Well, then I started learning and became certified in this nutrition program that we offer. And she, Alana, who is a certified nutritionist, dietitian, she's like incredible. She uses the scale just for information. And I'm like, okay, well, that's actually how I've always used it. Like once a week I would get on the scale and I would just use it as information. Have I gone up? Have I gone down? Okay. No matter what it is, where do I need a course correct? Am I doing good? Are my weight loss goals in alignment with my actions? Like, is it yielding the results I want? How am I feeling? And if the scale goes up a little bit, okay, so obviously what I'm doing isn't working that well. How can I shift things this week? How can I course correct? Simply information. You're more than a number. You do not need to be defined by that. So understanding that your weight, your health journey, there's always going to be ebbs and flows, up and down. You are not your number on the scale. Like, please hear me 29 million times. You are not the number on the scale. You're more than that. But the number on the scale can give us information that allows us to make better choices, okay? In your business, there's going to be times when you just feel like, holy moly, everything is flowing so seamlessly. People are saying, yes, I'm having new clients get started every single week. I'm having new coaches, whatever it is in your business, you're going to feel like it's just flowing and it's just what you're doing is working and it feels good. And then you can literally be doing the same exact things. And another month, it feels hard. It feels like everyone's saying no. No one is ready. They're giving you all the excuses. People are falling off. Coaches are dropping. And you, in that moment, this is what I see happen over and over and over. In that moment, you start to then question your self-worth. You start to then question what you're doing wrong. Why aren't you getting all the people? Why aren't you having more success? Why is it not working right now when it worked last month? And what you guys need to understand and expect is this is normal. This is normal for sometimes for it to be just flowing seamlessly. And then for other times for it to seem like it's harder, it's going to take more work. It's going to take a little bit more grit. And you know, the power of this in those moments where it's flowing and people are coming in and they're saying yes, this is the tricky part. You can, in those moments when it feels like things are happening seamlessly and smoothly and everything is working, you will naturally start to take your foot off the gas. And this is the mistake that I see happen over and over. You'll take your foot off the gas a little bit. You'll ease up. You'll hit your monthly goal, maybe a week into the month, and then you'll slow way down because you get comfy because things happen easily. And guess what that leads to? The next month, it leads to a hard month because you slowed down and you stopped doing the things that brought on that seamless flow and that success. You stopped doing those things because it got easy. And then all of a sudden it feels like it gets really hard. Same thing happens when it gets hard. If you dig in and you stay committed to the goals that you told yourself you were going to hit, you stay committed to, we're talking business and right now, you stay committed to the process. You stay committed to the actions and the behaviors that it's going to take for you to find new clients, to build your team, to do all the things that it takes to have success. You got to dig in a little deeper. Maybe you have to have more conversations. Maybe you have to spend a little bit more time finding some new relationships to build. Maybe send a little bit more invites. Maybe you got to do a little bit more to hit your non-negotiable goals, which then happens because you dig in and you do a little bit more work to get the results that you want. It brings on a period of time that then happens seamlessly and it feels like it's flowing so easily. Does that make sense? So you can expect it to go up and down. And I promise if you guys can stay committed to your process and to the actions and to the behaviors through the ebbs and flows, that's what's gonna create really consistent long-term growth. Because you're no longer going to rely on like the quick wins and then the really hard times to build yourself up and to get momentum back. And then you're gonna have quick wins. If you can just stay consistent with it, but in the consistency, expect the highs and the lows. That's normal. Don't question your self-worth. Don't question whether or not you're cut out for this. Don't question whether or not you're doing things wrong or whatever. Always, always be willing to look at your process and see if there's things that you can improve a little bit and tweak and hone in on. But don't question the fact that you can do this or not. And I feel like if you guys just, when you're doing something new, if you expect the good and the bad, when it's good, keep working, keep staying consistent, keep doing more of the things that got you there. And when it's bad, keep working, keep doing the things that got you to that point, because that'll also get you out, right? If you're staying consistent. I feel like this is one of the things that I hear over and over from my coaches that I work with personally, is like, they'll have some success and they'll be like, okay, that felt really good. They build a little bit belief and confidence. And then all of a sudden they continue to do the things, but they're not seeing the success. They're not seeing the people commit. They're not seeing the people coming in and saying yes. And that is when it's almost instantaneous. The doubt creeps in, the feelings of worry and anxiety and, do I really have this? Can I do this? What am I doing wrong? Why was it working before and now it's not? That is all wasted energy and just completely, it won't serve you at all. So the sooner that you can just know that there's going to be highs and lows, sometimes it's going to feel really seamless. Sometimes it's going to feel hard. It's all part of the process. It's all part of growth. It's all part of the journey, and it's going to happen in life. And that's why I think I've learned so much from being an entrepreneur, is because the things that we have to develop in order to sustain a business and in order to continue to grow and evolve and innovate, that's life. Like, we're going to have periods of time in our lives when we have trials hit us and when we have even times that just feel like they're just flowing and they're really good. But think about it, you guys. It's in our moments of trials and it's in our moments of hardship that we really get to like dig in. And we really, if you're a person of faith, that's when you really like build a stronger relationship with the Savior and all of those things, because we feel like we need that support. We need that, that foundation. We need that, just, we need something bigger than us to hold us up in those moments. And if life was always easy, we could do it on our own and we would never have those experiences to really shape us and to really help us just refine as human beings, you know? So I feel like the more that you can just expect these things to come, whether or not, where you can apply this in any aspect of your life, even in marriage. I mean, think about it, you guys. There's days when I am like, holy, like JD is the hottest thing. I like want to jump his bones. You can do no wrong. Like, let's go. And then there's days where we are like at each other's throats. Everything we do is like getting on each other's nerves. And you're just like, you just have a moment. That doesn't mean you're going to like throw in the towel and get a divorce just because you have an off day, right? You're like, okay, well, something's off. Let's get this figured out. Let's course correct a little bit. Let's go spend some time together. Let's figure out how we can fill each other's love tanks a little better. And that's just how it is in everything, in our health journey. I mean, obviously I talk about it all the time because that's what I do as a health coach. I see so many people that have these goals and these desires to change and to feel better and to gain more confidence and to just be healthier from the inside out. And the second it gets hard or the second it gets uncomfortable or the second it's inconvenient, they bounce. And it's like, that is when you lean in. The second that it gets hard, that is when you go, okay, Here's my time. This is what I'm here for. I'm here for these moments. I'm here for this hard, because when I get through the hard, I am one level up from where I was yesterday. And that's how you continue to grow and to develop. So if you're on a journey, starting something new, I want you guys to just kind of take a step back and go, okay, what is going to come my way? What can come up? And then just really expect it to come, because I promise you it will. And when it comes, you'll be ready for it. And when you're ready for it, you'll be more equipped to kind of, you can look at it from almost a third perspective. You can almost look at it like a third party, like, oh, okay, well, I see the situation and this is how I can get through it and navigate this kind of uncharted territory, versus when you don't expect it and then it comes, you get really emotionally attached. You take it really personally. And this is why over and over and over, I see like the questioning of your worth and the questioning of your potential and all of those things. Whereas you guys, we have limitless potential. We were meant to do so much in our lives on earth. We are meant for so much more than we give ourselves credit for. And the second that you remove all of that doubt and all of that just personal, like those limiting beliefs, just remove those and know that you're worth it and know that you're capable and know that you can figure everything out along the way. And as soon as you know those things with a surety, you will be able to get through anything. So expect it to be hard. Expect it to have ups and downs. Expect it to feel weird and feel new and feel awkward. That's all normal. And those are such great signs of growth, because if it feels comfy and safe and easy, girlfriend, I promise you are not growing. I promise you're not pushing yourself the way that you can in order to grow into the person that you want to be. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.